Now looking ahead to the All-Ireland Ladies Junior Club football final this Saturday, Bantry Blues taking on Dunboyne. It's at the Gaelic Grounds in Limerick, and we're speaking to Bantry Blues manager Paul Drummy. Paul, Bantry Blues ladies looking to make even more history this weekend. The club must be absolutely buzzing.
It is. It's great, really, to be honest. The girls have had a massive year so far, and everyone in town has got behind them. The support they've received over the last 6 or 7 weeks has been amazing. All the businesses chipping in. Sponsorship has even come in for the girls, which is huge. It was great. The home semi-final as well meant a lot. I mean, we had over 1,000 people come out to support us that day. And, you know, to receive that kind of support for football is absolutely huge.
Let's talk about your footballing year, so, and perhaps maybe the first county championship win for this year, defeating Kinsale. That was huge in itself.
It was. Like, when we started out at the start of the year, I suppose the girls didn't have a great year last year by their own standards. So they asked Joe and myself to come in, and we came in. The goal we set out at the start of the year was to win the county, which we done against Kinsale in fine style. The performance they put on that day was absolutely outstanding. And they're capable of putting on performances and scoring big high scores. So it was great.
So you progress out of Cork then into a Munster Championship. And before we discuss those performances, I mean, coming out of Cork, Cork teams do well in the All-Ireland Series and indeed Munster. But where were your ambitions?
It was uncharted territory, really, because the girls had won previous counties and that was it. It stopped there, so it was the first time we had been in any Munster series. So we were playing Cumber Rangers in the Munster semi-final and from Waterford, and we didn't know what to expect. I suppose we had a small bit of information on them, but again, turned out a massive performance and turned them over fairly easily in the end. And then when we reached the Munster final, we knew that we'd be coming up against a dog at Templemore. We had a good bit of information on them, to be honest with you. And in the first game, we were 4 points up and they pegged us back in the last 10 minutes and it ended up being a draw. And in the replay, it was no different. It was tight. But we were absolutely outstanding in the replay. Our defence was superb. And in extra time, when we thought we were carrying one too many injuries, the performance the girls gave in extra time was, I'm still amazed by it. It was absolutely unbelievable.
When you have to go to those lengths to win a match and win a title, that was your Munster title, a replay, extra time, and come out by 2 points, that must have been a real lesson to this group that, you know, there's absolutely no stopping you, ladies.
Exactly, it was. They dug deeper than they've ever dug in any type of a football match throughout the years in that extra time. But it just showed the hunger and passion they have for it. They've changed everything about themselves this year. Like, they train 3 times a week. They've been training on Sunday mornings at 8 o'clock, which means giving up their weekends. And they've had absolutely no problem in doing so. And it's not just one Sunday morning. They've trained every Sunday morning between 8 and 10 o'clock. So that came out in that extra time. Everything that they had been through in the last 7 or 8 months to get to where they were definitely came out in that extra time. The hunger was huge.
And an All-Ireland semi-final victory then over the Ulster champions Derry sets you up for this final against Dunboyne. What do you know of Dunboyne?
They're good. They're a good young footballing team. They have quite a good forward line. Their captain's wing forward now, she's scoring a few goals for them. They have a very, very, very good full forward who's made the Meath senior team. She's doing a lot of their scoring, and she will take some stopping. But the defence we have is superb, and I don't have any issue in saying that they will be good enough on the day, hopefully, to stop what is thrown at us. It will take the type of defending we did in the extra time in the Munster final and towards the end of the Munster final to be able to come out on top again, though.
And what was that? Did you play sweeper, or how did you approach it?
We didn't. We didn't play any sweeper. It was all man marking. But in fairness to the midfielders, they all pitch in. The organisation in the back line is very good. Aoife Crowley is a huge leader at organising at full back, and it's the type they're the type of players you need when you're up against the cosh, really. But we haven't played any sweep, but we don't really do that, and we don't plan on doing it this weekend either. We'll stick to our own game plan to get our forwards firing as well.
Good stuff.
Because we've serious talent up front.
Good stuff. And in terms of the preparations you've been doing over the last couple of weeks, has it thrown up any, you know, will there be team changes for you, Paul? Is there things up for consideration, places up for consideration?
There is, yeah, from the semi-final. There's always places up for consideration. There's subs came on and done very well in that semi-final and added speed and legs to our team as well. So I suppose myself and Joe and Niall have decisions to be making over the next couple of nights now that mightn't be too easy, but they're the problems you want. They're the problems if you didn't have a bench to look forward to or look at, you'd be in trouble, but we're blessed really with what we have, so it's something to look forward to for ourselves to try and get the right team on the day, but it'll be a hard decision, but then again we'll have plenty to come off the bench as well.
But any injuries, Anthony and Forrest?
Nothing that's new from the semi final anyway. So we've a couple of girls with longer term injuries, all right. But we're not missing anything that we weren't missing in the semi final, which is great, because we have over the last 7 or 8 weeks we've picked up injuries, a couple of injuries every week, and they've kind of affected us. But we've nothing, we've a full bill of health going into the final, which is great, and we've trained. I suppose it's been a strange experience with, you know, a lot of media presence and a lot of interviews for all the girls. They've all pitched in and done them, from radio interviews like this one now to just West Cork media, and it's been great and it's been strange at the same time. But we had a very good training session last night now, and the girls are fully focused again for Saturday.
Good stuff. And as I mentioned, Cork clubs have a great record in club championship, but what would it mean to Bantry to be returning home with an All-Ireland title?
Absolutely everything. It would mean everything for the club, for the girls, for the town. They've all got in behind us, and I suppose Bantry has a good is steeped in footballing history really through the men's club, but they've never reached an All-Ireland series like this, so everyone is behind us, the men's club, ladies, everything. It's huge, and like we've a AstroTurf facility there in Bantry as well, that like we haven't had to go down and train on mucky pitches or anything at this time of the year. You know, it's hard to get a pitch right. We've been able to train properly on the AstroTurf, and that's added to us as well.
That's great stuff. Paul, look, the very, very best of luck to you on Saturday. That's the All-Ireland Ladies Junior Club Football Final. Bantry Blues taking on Dunboyne. It's at the Gaelic Grounds in Limerick at 1:30. The best of luck to you, Paul.
Thank you very much.